Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jonathan.
And Conan.
And we're talking about training human beings, ultimately.
To be killers.
Well, it's far more than that. A friend of mine used to have this car, and every time he would get in it, without fastening his seatbelt and crank it, it would just beep at him constantly.
Oh, my God.
Until he fastened his seatbelt. And eventually it trained him to the point where every time he got into a vehicle, the very first thing he did was put on his seatbelt. And this was a guy who had hated wearing seatbelts all of his life. And just like that,
why didn't
he had been trained to wear his seatbelt.
You're supposed to fasten the seatbelt and then just sit in it.
I mean, that's great that that worked for him, because my girlfriend... lets it beep, and it's...
she figured out which fuse to pull?
No, she just lets it beep. It's the most annoying thing, riding in the car with someone who's like, well, I don't have to do it.
That's
like,
what I...
And she's also said, for instance, like, because well, you're if it's fall the law to in another state, I'll follow the law.
You're going to fall to the psychological training, then. If you put on your seatbelt to make the annoyance go away, you're being psychologically
except
trained.
Except for the fact that I was trained from a young age, because when I was growing up in California as a very young child, we're talking like 5 years old, my mom had one of the old school Volkswagen Beetles, and I was riding as a passenger as a young child, and something happened where she had to slam on the brakes. I flew forward and smashed into the dashboard, and I have worn my seatbelt. First thing I do when I get into any car is I put my seatbelt on ever since. No beeping was needed to train me. I'm like, this is a smart idea. I don't want to die from a 20-mile-an-hour accident. I'm going to just buckle up. It's easy. And so... for me, I'm already pre-trained, so the beeping's not a problem for me. It is a problem I'm a passenger. I buckled my seatbelt up, and then the driver is just like, beep, beep, just in every 2 seconds for the entire car trip. It's just beeping.
So basically...
just buckle it behind you if you don't want to
wear
it.
But basically, you're that kid who touched the stove... got burned,
yeah.
And that was it. You learned your lesson, and you never had to...
And I'm like,
you didn't need someone nagging you.
Exactly. Like, no, I don't feel... You know, and I've seen, like, things happen from very low, like, bad things happen from, like, a 30-mile-an-hour accident, and it's like... well, I drive 70 most of the time, so, you know, like...
I'm not going to deny that seatbelts save lives, right? But I don't think that using that sort of torture technique to train humans to behave a certain way is the way to go
about. Well, and you can just buy the buckle. I mean, they have those things now, too.
Or, like I said, pull the fuse.
Yeah, or just
but my question is, are the car companies doing this, or is this legislated somewhere, law per state maybe? Maybe it's federal, where they have to include the
beeping
seatbelt.
Anybody can go to a junkyard, just cut one of the seatbelt latches off the...
Well, like I am saying buckle it behind you and pull the fuse. I put my seatbelt on driving here, and it's just a 30-mile-an-hour road, so I always wear them, unless I'm delivering mail, and it's kind of hard to wear your seatbelt and sit in the passenger seat.
That would be...
By the way, that's how I deliver mail. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that to anybody. Ford F-150. I sit in the passenger seat.
How are you pressing the gas?
You drive an ordinary vehicle.
I'm doing a split the entire time.
Oh my God.
So 4.5 hours, 5 hours, I'm basically doing a split.
Wow.
That's government in action.
Yeah.
But I'm not...
Instead of just giving you a vehicle to use that doesn't require you to do the splits...
Well, they want to save money, too. They're quasi-government. And they're already... They're already in the red. I'm a contractor.
See, this is one of the things... I mean, I know you don't like Tesla.
Delivering mail is definitely...
But I wonder if you had Tesla with the autopilot, if you could just do that and then add a bunch of stops to a route and then have it just automatically drive you.
but the next step would just to be to have a robot put it in a box as well.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And that would make sense. I mean, you, if you had a laid out route, it doesn't change.
So have you polished up your resume?
Hey, you know what? this is why I'm a part time. This is why I have like 5 part time jobs. So if anything ever happens to one of them, no sweat.
Yeah.
I'll just move on. I'll just put more effort in another one.
Yeah.
So I'm made like that.
I imagine there's multiple angles from which the Postal Service, though, could collapse entirely. Not just that one.
They will collapse.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be... But the one thing that's keeping...
I think one thing that can't be denied is that it will probably be spectacular when it happens. It's not going to be a slow...
No,
it's not going to be a slow, gradual transition. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, wah!
But it's not going to be as spectacular as the police failing and teachers and the firemen, because we still actually provide a service that people would pay for. They're not going to pay for the junk mail,
right?
But you better believe the parcels. People love getting their toilet paper and their dog food and their baby diapers delivered right to their front door. They love it. They're so spoiled.
But they can order all of that through Amazon now, get free shipping, and have an Amazon truck deliver it.
Not where I deliver. I deliver in the boondocks.
Well, it's still
Amazon,
early
and
on
Amazon
in the
is
process, sure.
Amazon
FedEx
is never going to set up, and they're never going to have flying drones, by the way. Not in this 100 years.
They have flying drones already.
That actually are affordable, that are efficient.
Aren't they already using drones to deliver packages
they
in
are,
Seattle?
Supposedly, they're testing. They're still testing.
Well, I can tell you that there are advances.
But like I said, it might happen in suburbia. It's never going to happen where I deliver. I'm safe.
Well, there are advances being made, battery technology, that are going to change things in the next couple of years, too. So that could change the...
And once we have that free electricity from the sky... From beam down from Elon Musk's
space lasers,
everything they won't need batteries. They'll just be beamed into them. The energy will be beamed right into them.
I don't know about that. I don't think you're going to have that many lasers. I think you would have a central power stations. I don't think you're going to have hundreds of thousands of lasers being.
It'll be in the air, Johnson, like Wi-Fi. Let's be sucking it up, free energy.
But I mean, considering that I can pick up a little device here that's thousands of times more powerful than the computers that we use to land a person on the moon, I'm not willing to say that anything is impossible within the next century. You know.
Did they?
They didn't land on the moon.
You're joking, right?
Humans have never left low Earth orbit.
Why do you...
Because they can't leave it now. You're talking about technology? Why can't they go back to the moon now?
Because there's nothing there.
Why can't they leave low Earth orbit now?
It's not a matter of...
They've admitted they can't do it.
Yeah, you're saying can't. That's like saying, oh, well, humans can't build the Great Pyramid today. It's like, yeah, we can. We just can't be bothered. There's an enormous difference.
But I would never say that.
I'm only saying
what they're saying now. They can't get back to the moon because they don't have the technology. They can't get out of low Earth orbit for whatever reason. They won't actually...
They're planning manned expeditions to Mars.
They recently sent things to Mars. Who's they?
Drones. They haven't sent humans.
Why is it more difficult to get a human out of low Earth orbit than it is to get a drone?
Hey, I don't know. This is NASA talking. This is their own...
I don't think it is.
No, it is. NASA has admitted to these
things. I think this is Alex Jones talking.
I don't listen to Alex Jones. Except, yes, everyone... All the royal family are a bunch of lizards, I will admit.
The frogs are gay thing. That was great.
Terrific. And they are. They're not gay. They're. I guess they are...
The fish are trans.
Neutral.
The fish are turning trans, though.
Yeah. It's in the water.
Yep.
They drink too much of it.
Yeah, people flushing down birth control and things like that is actually making fish trans. So.
Where were we?
We were talking about war.
Post office is going to fail, yes, one day. It's not going to be as dramatic as...
It's making the fish trans, and it's making the Americans accept all the
wars. We would be all right, by the way. They're stealing. So one of the reasons we're in the red is because of the stupid retirement system. We have to pay in, and we have to pay up to 75 years in advance into this retirement system, but it's all federal. And guess what? It doesn't actually exist. It's just like Social Security. So there's a lot of boomers that are retiring right now, and they think that I'm going to... Here's again. They think that I'm going to keep it afloat? Nah, it's not going to work like that, bruh. You boomers, you set it up. You set it up for yourselves in the wrong way. It's going to be a hard... Last 20 years of your life.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Because I'm not going to have the ability to take care of you.
But was it the entire idea from the beginning that they would just get their grandkids and great-grandkids to take care of them?
And, that's why they're bringing all the refugees into the country. The new Ponzi scheme. They have to prop it up somehow or another. They need new workers. They need new faces.
So boomers are responsible for wanting immigrants?
The people who are in the know, who happen to be, most of them happen to be boomers.
855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at MarketFreeTalkLive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about one of my favorite websites. It's Bitcoin.com. And they've launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, we have a global trading platform that respects your privacy, and it's for Bitcoin Cash. What more could you ask for? Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And we've been talking about various ways in which human beings, generally in the United States, because those are the human beings we're most experienced with, have been trained to think and act in certain ways. Another glaring example is mobile video games, or are mobile video games, and how they use obvious Skinner box tactics to get people to become addicted to all of the flashing lights and the dopamine releases and all of that to spend more money than they can afford.
But you're leaning towards making us more militaristic, these games? Or just making us addicted people? People who are addicted to flashing lights and the dopamine rush?
Both. It's exploiting flukes in human psychology in order to manipulate people.
Because I would say...
That's what the state does, and it's what these mobile game developers do.
These games are quite not... They do get us... They are developed to get us addicted, but as far as making us more militaristic, I would say no.
I wasn't drawing any connection between those two things.
That's the conversation that we were having, and I thought we were still...
Well, we were having a broader discussion about psychologically training human beings.
They are most definitely developed to get us addicted, especially in recent years where you have all the loot boxes, the loot box controversies where you have kids who are basically full-on gambling with their mom and dad's credit card, or maybe it's their money, who knows, but yeah, and you have parents that are coming out in droves like, oh my God, blah, 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 we need more laws.
So I play this MOBA called Smite, right?
I was going to say, let's not get too sidetracked by the video game topic and maybe circle back around to that, and because there's definitely still more to the psychology here.
Well, hell, I just found RAPay Smite. I played that for a whole year.
Yeah, I love it. And I main Izanami. And all I want is one particular skin for Izanami. And it's always buried in a loot box. And there are 200 or 300 different skins you could get for spending
But you have to have this one because you Pokemon collect them all, right?
No, I'm not paying them $5 to get chance to roll 1 in 200 on something. But
I didn't say you were going to spend money on it, but you are spending time and energy so you can get all the skins.
Well, I'm playing the game, and you get rewards that you can spend to unlock loot boxes.
Right, correct. Well, that's usually how they work. But if you are not pay to win, which is paying these developers money to actually open more free loot boxes or whatnot.
Right, like AI.
Then you have to go through the grind that has been developed to punish you for not spending money.
Yeah.
Hmm. Which I don't have a problem with. I don't think I've ever... You know what? And you know how I am on my Steam sales. I won't buy a game unless it's 75% off.
I used to not be like that, but after
I bought a game for full price and then it went on sale for 75% off 3 days later.
Yeah.
Well, I contacted Valve and they were really cool about it. They were like, okay, here's your money back. Rebuy the game at this discounted price.
I know Walmart will do that, so I mean, I wouldn't see why Steam wouldn't do the same thing.
They used to take Bitcoin. It's a shame they don't still do it.
Oh, really? I didn't even know they did.
That's my stipulation, though. As long as the grinding part is at least mildly fun, you know, like some games, especially in the past, I don't feel like it's this much that way anymore, but that they intentionally made the grinding part to get things tedious and not fun.
A lot of North Korean role-playing online games do
just
that.
Awful. Hey, it's just like, okay, because lineage, they want you to spend your money, they make that part of the gameplay really unpleasant, and it's like, okay, well, I think I just won't play your game. You know, that's how I feel about it.
Plenty of other fish.
Yeah, there are plenty of people that will play those games.
And I've seen this, too. I've seen people, Magic the Gathering, they would have, here it is, Third Shift, many years ago, they would have opening where they'd all sit around the table and they would have openings. They'd go up and they'd buy like 5 or 6 packs.
Yeah.
and they'd come back during break, and they'd have an open. And then I knew the guy who was the same way with the Runestone.
That's always been my issue with Magic the Gathering, is if you actually want to be competitive, you just got to spend thousands of dollars on it.
Yeah, well, not me.
I have no desire to do that.
Or have started the game when it was first released.
Yeah.
I played some Android app games like that. If you start them now, there's no way you can catch up to all the whales. But if you had started on day one and did the whole grind, there's a chance.
Yeah.
But then
a whale could just come in and catch up with you.
You're always going to be compete with the whales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate them. And by the way, a whale
is... And that in itself is just psychologically exploiting people's competitive nature in order to get them to spend money.
Yeah. Now, back to my point, though, about video games. I think they're an outlet from a militaristic standpoint.
Like Call of Duty and Battlefield 4. And
even those games, I think it's an outlet. I think it's just like...
I'm pretty sure the military actually paid for Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, yes.
I'm actually thinking, I'm playing, like, you know, Red Dead Redemption right now, where, like, the military taking over and, you know, gradually society becoming more and more draconian and less free. Is the central theme of the game, so, you know.
There was a game that they actually developed, the military. It was called Modern Warfare or something.
America's Army.
I'd never played it,
well,
but I heard it.
Well, they certainly donated money to the Call of Duty series.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Clancy.
Oh, yeah, Rainbow Six, all of that, yeah.
I think it's an outlet. I think it is a deterrent. It's something else to do other than going out and wanting to kill people.
Want to kill people otherwise? that would be my question. Because, sure, I'll play a first-person shooter, too, but it's not because I'm releasing an urge to go out and kill people. I have no desire to go out and kill people regardless.
This is why I only play games where I'm killing monsters and or Nazi zombies.
Why?
Because Call of Duty, I don't enjoy shooting real people in the face.
But you're not shooting real people in the face.
But on some level... I am, I don't believe it actually happens that I would want that would make me a much more violent individual. But on some level, I'm not sure it might actually, and so I don't participate in those types of games. I don't enjoy them at all.
You like horror movies, so don't you?
No, I hate horror movies.
Okay.
I like sci-fi and fantasy. It is a little horror element that's involved, but no, actually, like jump scare. Type horror films.
Any horror film.
Are little girls climbing out of the well? I hate that nonsense. And that's because I'm not a psychopath. I saw that study just recently.
Thanks, Conan.
You have less empathy for your fellow human beings.
So I'm sad that it's at this time like this that we can't.
I don't think that's true.
I'm sad that it's at times like this that we can't, you know, chime in and get the opinion of Danny LaDon, who used to be a fairly regular listener and participant of the show, who became kind of this statist. But he was the video game programmer behind Super Columbine Massacre RPG.
Oh my God!
as a Free Talk Live caller, that you know, like he specifically was into the, you know, free speech and talking about how these games, you know, they don't increase violence. You know, they decrease it. And he had one that, you know, way to trigger people, you know, with a game like that, right?
I would tend to agree with his hypothesis, but I don't know about the methodology he used to get it out there. 855-450-3733. Join the conversation about psychologically manipulating people.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding is stopped. The itching is stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should be able to pass the USMCA trade agreement by the end of the week.
That'll be good news for the Senate and for the country.
The Kentucky Republican speaking after the monthly Republican luncheon. The Senate impeachment trial will likely start 1 week from today. Both sides are still wanting witnesses, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is slamming Senator McConnell after earlier backing a resolution that would allow for the case against President Trump to be dismissed. Regarding how the president will come out of this, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes...
He's frustrated. He didn't think he did anything wrong, but I told him there's a process. You'll come out of this thing politically stronger. I hate that you had to go through it, but I feel very confident he will be acquitted in the end.
Graham speaking on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Or if you want to do like our next caller and have clearer quality, you can use the Discord call-in lines that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
LibertyCon is coming up April the 3rd to the 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You can hear from a list of incredible speakers such as John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, who will speak on conscious capitalism, Vernon Smith, who has a Nobel Prize in economics and is going to speak on alternative markets, Mariam Issa, a pop culture expert, political commentator, more than 300 million YouTube views, and there's so much more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available, and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. Now, we're talking about various things there. Now, Conan, you said I'm a psychopath because I like horror movies.
There are
right?
there are other bullet points I have found, and you might just be a thrill seeker.
Okay.
So there are
me?
Other.
No.
Well, or you could have low empathy levels. Maybe not a psychopath, but and I would say that a lot of us in this room are as far as empathy is concerned. I think we're a little lower on the scale.
I would disagree entirely. I think that libertarianism is motivated entirely by empathy.
At a logical sense, I do believe that a lot of our ideas are targeted towards truly fixing the issue and not just throwing Band-Aids, feel-good, charitable Band-Aids on the issue.
Well, see, there are feel-good, charitable Band-Aids on the issue is narcissism, not empathy. That's, I want to feel good about helping someone, not I want to help someone.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have to admit that in the libertarian community is very rich with the spurg. So, you know, that...
You're not wrong.
And being rich in the spurg, that is a condition in which people have difficulty identifying and, you know, feeling other people's emotions and understanding them. So, given that it's obvious that that's very high quality in the libertarian community, kind of rampantly so, it's kind of obvious that, yeah.
He's saying we're all a bunch of rain men.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of libertarians want to solve problems from a
Vulcan standpoint.
Well, yeah, this is a problem. This needs to be solved. This isn't working right.
But what motivates them to want to solve the problem if not empathy?
It's a problem.
Okay. What do you mean by that? I mean, I want to solve the problems, but I'm not going to allow feelings to get mixed up into the conversation because feelings aren't going to solve the problem.
Why do you want to solve the problem?
This is the same reason I want my neighbor...
Well, your answer is irrefutable.
This is the same reason I want my neighbor to be free because I really can't be free until we're all free of...
Why would you want to build a house? Right, you're uncomfortable. You don't want to be out in the rain.
Security.
It's a problem. You solve that problem so that you don't get rained on anymore.
Yes, but and all of those are emotionally driven. You don't want to be uncomfortable. That uncomfortable
chemically conditioned. Yes, everything we do is chemical. Everything.
I didn't say chemical. I said emotional. Desires are motivated by emotional concerns, emotional values. 100%.
Wanting to be dry and not freeze to death isn't.
You're not necessarily going to freeze to death from being wet.
Here in New Hampshire, you will freeze to death.
That's not the question he asks.
But then you could also passively, for example, want everyone to have a home so that you don't have to deal with homeless people, tripping over homeless people on your way to work. You know, like, and you can want to see that problem solved in the same sort of light.
I don't want everyone to have a home. I want everyone to own their home and that they have purchased on their own. I don't want anything being given to them. I want them to go out there and work because I know that makes them better people.
But you can also
but what makes you want them to be better people?
It's the same reason I want everyone to be free because I can't be free.
Well, whether or not they're better people and work
because
for their houses is irrelevant to whether or not you work for yours.
This is the same reason
so
I surround.
So my question is, why do you want them to be better people?
Because they'll make me better. This is the same reason I surround myself by people who I think are intelligent, because I know that if I have intelligent conversations on a regular basis, I will come out more intelligent in the long run.
So, for example, anyone who's read and understood Ayn Rand, which is a diminishingly small amount of people,
they own the book,
including
though.
Most of the people who have actually read Ayn Rand, understand one of the largest things that she talks about, despite being horribly misgiven in some of her other, like, talks and things that she says, especially with regard to militarism, is that she discusses enlightened selfishness, right? And so,
you could also go to the source of her ideas and just read Nietzsche directly.
Okay, I disagree. I think, in fact, her philosophy.
Well, she described objectivism as Nietzsche being the father.
She also has some very, very huge criticism of Nietzsche and thinks that some of his philosophy is outright lunacy, and has made like massive critiques of nihilism that is, you know, talks about it being somewhat ridiculous at certain.
Well,
points.
Then she didn't understand Nietzsche because half of what Nietzsche wrote was a criticism of nihilism. Nietzsche never described his philosophy as nihilism. He hated nihilism. He described Christianity as nihilistic and hated Christianity because of that.
Interesting. I don't know. I've not really read any Nietzsche.
Sounds like Ayn Rand didn't either.
I don't know. But what I do know is that, you know, she talks about this enlightened selfishness, and I don't think that a lot of people actually understand what that is. And it's like you can have motivations that may seem good that are selfish and not altruistic, right? So... Right. You can want something that can be good for society, good for other people, and good for yourself, but you want it primarily because it's good for yourself, and have a logical overall view of that. If something's good for everyone and it's good for you, then that's just good overall.
Well, it's logical, you know, for selfish, a person to,
but
it's logical for a person to want their circumstances to be improved, right?
But
logic isn't going to make them have that want. That want itself comes from emotion. It's just supported by logic, which itself is supported by emotion. Entire problem with Western thinking is that it separates logic from emotion.
I think you're equating discomfort and emotion, and that's not, I don't think that that's accurate.
I think you are confusing emotion and a chemical response. A lot of what we do.
What do you think an emotion is? It's a chemical response in the brain.
I will agree with that statement.
But everyone else is not defining emotion that same way.
But that's literally, I don't care how they define it, that's literally what an emotion is.
Well, I mean, we're talking to a huge audience here. I think when they hear emotion, just like I heard it as
feelings.
Then
they should understand that their feelings are chemical reactions in their brain.
But we need to say that every time, though, otherwise.
Why? I'm not going to say that. They should learn basic science.
Most people don't know that things like love are, in fact, a chemical response. It's not, you know, some little cupid on a cloud floating around. Everything we do for our significant other is based on a chemical. It's based on feeling good.
Well, the dictionary definition of emotion is inaccurate. It says a natural instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. So that really can't be
that's
accurate.
Totally unhelpful.
That can't be accurate because you can have emotions, you know, from, you know, you walking through the woods and you get smacked in the face with a tree branch and you're mad about it. You know, like, there's your emotion, and that didn't have anything to do with a relationship with other people. I don't know. That is not helpful. Maybe Merriam-Webster will have something more specific.
I doubt it, but one of the ways that the state likes to use, to get back to the Psychology Today story, to get people ravenous for war is with fear being an emotion. It's a particularly powerful one. And if you manage to convince the masses of Americans to be afraid, then they will use that fear to justify any number of heinous acts, or at least to turn a blind eye to them, like we see in Yemen.
It's all about security. People will give up their freedoms for that little bit of security, and
it doesn't matter if the security exists or not.
The fact that that security doesn't really exist, or it doesn't in some level, but giving it away is never good.
No, it's not.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we're talking about psychological manipulation. Coming to us from Psychology Today is this article about how we've been conditioned for war. And we just sort of run all over the place with it. But we should probably get back to it at some point. Has your battery died in your laptop while we've been rambling around about other things?
No, I've got the article right here still, so I can jump back into it. It continues to say, thus, as the nation went on to the brink of war with Iran last week, there was virtually no public discourse on the historical background behind the tensions. There was no high-profile discussion.
Except for Ron Paul. He's been saying it for every year for... Since it happened.
Well, he's not a mainstream politician or mainstream media.
Correct.
So it says here, the unflattering role of the United States in defining events in Iran the last century, no mention of the CIA-orchestrated coup of 1953 that overthrew Iran's democratically elected government, leading to years of authoritarian rule under a U.S.-backed regime that tortured opponents and suppressed dissent, no mention of that.
Well, why would you want to mention that?
Well, because you're not American would be one good reason. Almost all modern disputes with Iran, from the 1979 hostage crisis to the latest escalation, have been direct roots in this history, and one could argue that an acknowledgement of the history could be an important step toward resolving today's differences. Yet there is no talk of it. Instead, Iran is simply understood by Americans as an evil incubator for terrorism. And as this suggests, anti-intellectualism seems to be an important ingredient in conditioning the American mindset for war, with the system relying on a population motivated by fear and foregoing critical thinking. We can see this anti-intellectualism taking shape even in the way society molds young minds. The United States is the only developed country that expects schools to regularly conduct a loyalty oath, the Pledge of Allegiance. This kind of exercise does nothing to encourage critical thinking or an understanding of the complexities of contemporary geopolitics.
Isn't the point of the loyalty oath to suppress critical thinking or to discourage it? It's like, hey, you blindly swear allegiance to this cloth.
I think the loyalty oath, and we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, which is atrocious, and all the founders and framers would be rolling in their graves right now if they knew it was actually taking place. And keep that in mind, all of you.
Pledge of Allegiance, by the way, by a socialist.
It was in response to the states. After the Civil War, the states wanting sovereignty. This was all, I think primarily, and it was also to sell flags, by the way.
Yeah.
But no, it was a way to bring this country together and to stamp out any idea, any future ideas of ever wanting to separate from the Union, ever.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
It's all about communism.
And selling flags.
Remember, too, that this is sort of interesting that this is coming from a psychology journal, that it goes on here and it says, this is from a psychology journal. The fact that those who question American militarism are seen by many as troublemakers is further evidence of how the national mindset has been conditioned for war. Opposition voices are sometimes heard when new military action is taken, but rarely are such voices taken seriously by policy. Policymakers, and never are other consultants, such as the nation's enormous military budget at $650 billion. Yep. U.S. military spending.
More than that now.
Okay, I have to interject, though.
Yeah.
You describe Psychology Today as a psychology journal. That's inaccurate. They're more like the Popular Mechanics of psychology.
So like a psychology magazine.
Yeah.
Which is, okay. So it's not like a scientific journal as much as a popular psychology
news compilation.
News about what's going on in psychology. Not necessarily.
But yeah, they're not peer-reviewed or anything
like
that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to imply that.
And who do they never listen to? They never listen to the veterans against the war. All of those, especially the ones, the really tragic Vietnam era. I have never met a Vietnam vet who could defend any of that nonsense that was taking place. They all hated it. And yet, you still hear people talking about the draft dodgers.
How many of those Vietnam vets support the Iraq war? Or
none. I've never gotten that far. It's usually pretty much the Korean War. It kind of just stops right there. You still, all the guys wearing their POW, and I mean their vet hats, most of them are Korean War. As far as the Vietnam vets, a lot of them don't even want to admit that it even happened. They don't want to talk about it, and I'm pretty sure.
Sounds like the U.S. government.
This next paragraph.
It was just a nasty time, and that's when policymakers learned their lesson, and they knew that the draft was a big part of the problem. And so what do they do now? They throw a whole bunch of money at these kids, pay off their college debt, and
tell them that they'll pay off their college debt and then not actually do it, because that happens too.
They brought an entire regiment, or whatever it's called in military terms, back from Iraq one day before they were going to qualify for having their colleges paid for.
What
at the 364-day mark.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, it was years ago.
All the time, yeah.
It was in like 2004, 2005.
I know lots of kids are making good money.
Yeah. Some are.
Four years of college, gone.
Oh, I'm sure. Being a hitman? It's bound to pay pretty well.
I'm talking about cooks. I'm talking about truck drivers.
Okay.
Not necessarily like officers.
From my perspective, the honesty of this next paragraph is a little dubious. It says here, it also explains how Americans have come to accept the constant state of war that has existed since the attacks on 9/11. Militarism permeates almost every corner of American society, from recruitment ads and nationalist displays during ordinary sporting events. Other countries typically do not play a national anthem before games, for example. Two endless reminders to support the troops. War and nationalism are not rarities, but the new normal. Of course, the football game will include a fighter jet flyover and numerous references to the troops. Of course, we far outspend the rest of the world militarily. Of course, our troops and military bases cover the globe, even though no other countries do. Of course, we have numerous evil enemies who hate us and our way of life. Of course, our kids must pledge allegiance to the nation and its flag every day. This is just the way things are. This article is acting like that all happened since 9/11. Sorry, I guess I'm old enough to remember. That ain't true. It's been this way since well before 9/11.
Oh, yeah, this has been since day one, almost. The pledge has been 120 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's been... We've had this militaristic
country.
I
thought the pledge came about in, like, 1953 or something.
No, that's when they changed it to God.
Yeah.
Okay. It was early 1900s. And who did they start with, by the way? The Boy Scouts.
Right.
Because they couldn't get into the boomers of their time, their elders, wouldn't have any part of it.
Although I think you might be wrong. I think that the pledge was started, actually, in the 50s.
Yeah, and it was written by a socialist
that was
or
when
something,
the,
right?
That's when it was added to the currency as well.
And I believe that's when they changed to In God We not In God We Trust. Yeah. I don't even remember it now. They included God in the equation.
Because
you
have to remember that the pledge was like, I think it was inspired by the Nazi salute, so it was after the 40s.
No, it was before because they...
It was written initially in 1885.
The Nazis were inspired by the American salute.
I'm not sure about that either, but I know that everyone was... That salute was common.
Yeah.
And then once the...
You're talking about the Hitler salute.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. This is the Bellamy salute.
Francis Bellamy being the one who wrote
the pledge.
Oh,
it's the Hitler salute now.
Yeah.
But it's slightly different. The hand is slightly different. I think they had their hands up or something. Or
yeah, something like that.
As one might have in a prayer.
But it was written in the 85, you said?
1885.
And it wasn't introduced until the early 1900s.
No, it was introduced in 1885. That was when it first gained traction. I don't actually know when somebody actually like sat down to write out the vow. But it first began gaining traction in 1885 when a Civil War veteran named Colonel George Bock devised a version that read, "We give our heads and our hearts to God and our country, one language, one flag."
So
it makes sense that it would come about shortly after the Civil War.
The article reiterates your point, Conan. It says here, even our economy points in the direction of militarism. While hundreds of billions of dollars are spent each year on war, enriching corporate coffers and compromising major segment of the economy, enlistment in the military is increasingly becoming the only way for many young people to avoid a minimum wage job and pay for a college education.
Isn't that by design,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, well, to increase the militarism of the society.
Otherwise, they would need a draft.
Yeah, the entire American economy is built to funnel young men into the military system because there's no other light at the end of the tunnel for them.
Well, soon young people.
A prison. It's another option.
Except trans people, because trans people are no longer allowed in the military. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Men, women, no trans.
Now, there might be a lot of it's just Space Force.
Maybe.
We'll have to look into that. I don't care enough.
It's all Star Trekian. Who did Star Trek?
Gene Roddenberry.
Roddenberry. He was all about having a little bit of diversity in his sci-fi.
855-450-3733. More about how Americans are being manipulated to support war and imperialism. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.